now 9 minutes past eight, and Lisa is back again with the papers.
The phrase 3 minutes of madness is on the front of several newspapers this morning. Those were the words used by the lawyer for Sandra Burke, who was given a 6 month jail term yesterday for sending social media messages to Taoiseach Simon Harris, threatening murder and harm to his family. Judge Michelle Finan said, "These crimes are committed behind closed doors and in the comfort of people's homes, yet they have a catastrophic impact on the recipients." You'll find that story on the front of the Irish Sun, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror. Cocaine is pouring into the country to feed the Christmas party market. So writes Cormac O'Keefe, security correspondent for the Irish Examiner. He's calculated that at 1.8 tonnes, the quantity of cocaine seized so far this year is twice what it was in 2024. One security source is quoted as saying, "Years ago, 58 kilos would have been nearly unheard of. Now it's a regular occurrence." Irish households are stashing away more money as the population ages and younger people save to buy houses. That's according to information from the central bank. John Burns reports in the Irish Independent that Ireland has become a nation of savers, with the rate expected to reach almost 16% by 2028. On a spectrum of savers to big spenders, he writes, we're far closer to Scrooge than Marie Antoinette. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph both carry reports about a man who murdered his sister by stabbing her in the neck before setting fire to her. Cornelius Brachas from Tresna Park in Randallstown, County Antrim, then set a fire outside the bedroom of his 12-year-old niece. The court heard his sister, Alicia Nazarova, was still alive when he set fire to her. He's pleaded guilty and will be sentenced next month. Two long reads worth your time. Mark Paul spends a day with Tommy Robinson, whom he describes as the UK's most notorious anti-Muslim activist. And Arthur Beasley goes in depth into what he calls the DAA's unedifying firefight with its chief executive, Kenny Jacobs. Both of those in the business section of the Irish Times. You'll also find a report there about Ryanair accusing the DAA of hiking passenger charges by 10% next year to pay for what it terms unnecessary gold-plated projects, including a 1.4-kilometre tunnel connecting the eastern and western sections of Dublin Airport. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the Department of Social Protection is more worried about pensioners than job seekers when it comes to welfare fraud. John McKeown, Secretary General of the Department, told the Dáil Public Accounts Committee yesterday that some pensioners are claiming a dependency allowance to which they're not entitled for spouses or cohabitants. It derives from a loophole, which means that only the dependent is means tested and not the claimant. This could provide the pensioner with up to €260 extra per week if information about the dependent's assets is withheld. A dead dolphin has been found washed up on a riverbank in County Carlow. The Star reports that the mammal was found beside the River Barrow at St Mullins, which is 60 kilometres away from the sea. It was discovered by local resident Tony McGahan, who's a geoscientist. He said, "Finds like this highlight how far inland marine species can travel." The village, located in the south of Carlow, was badly flooded last week, so it's thought the dolphin could have been carried up to St Mullins, where it died. Flippin' hell, says the headline.